to try to change something during the night. There will be someone watching you and looking at the recent changes. But recent changes is a software feature that doesn't work very well in big language versions. In the English language edition of Wikipedia, someone told me, you won't be able to click as quick as the changes run through this page. And that's nearly the same situation in the German Wikipedia. So what I want to show you is a new software feature delivered in some language versions and pioneered by the German Wikipedia language edition. And as you can see here, there is a small red exclamation mark, and that means this is a non-cited version. So the name of that software feature is cited version. That means that there's someone who looks at this edit and who says, okay, that's not vandalism. So in this case, I don't know. There's nothing I would like to decide. That's a typo, but someone already cited it. So I will show you once again an article, and as you can see here, I can push that button. And I can say, okay, this version of the article is cited. And if someone edits this article and writes, I don't know what, something like my teacher, I don't like my teacher, the normal kind of vandalism by pupils, it won't be visible to most of the users, because those users who are IP users, who don't have a Wikipedia account, won't see this. So you don't like that feature. Okay, tell me why.
Because I really enjoy being able to edit anonymous, because it's the context that you've been recording, not the actual users behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I think this would be a method to, you know, it is by anonymity going to be delayed, especially on rare articles. Delayed maybe for months before no one actually watched it.
Yeah. I will show you some kind of statistics. The delay is, in fact, is the biggest problem. This is statistics. Can you see that? Okay. This is the statistics of articles being for the first time cited. So this is in May we began to patrol articles and to set the cite flag. And as you can see here, takes a minute because our tool server is not bad. Okay.
If you want it to go faster, you could go make money.
Yeah. Please.
Can I make this as a view so that I can have normal view and have only sighted articles? that would be.
You can, the community can decide on it's a feature really where it can set many, many flags, mm-hmm. and the community can decide on that. Yeah. So we'll perhaps I show you that statistic later, but I can tell you that the lag between a version being cited is in my opinion one of the biggest problems of software. So we have. I think we had, lately, we had about 5,000 articles not being cited, and I think that's too much. But for bigger language editions, where you have so many articles that so many recent changes, I think that's something that the community should think about.
This citing feature is standard in MediaWiki, or is it a German edition?
I think it's standard, yes.
It's an extension.
An extension?
Yeah, you have to install it on MediaWiki.
Flag provisions. Yeah, it's flag provisions. Quality. Quality is something we care deeply about, and I will show you some examples. Who knows what a featured article is? Okay, some of you don't. So. All articles on the main page are featured articles. There are two types of article standards, so high quality articles, which are featured articles and good articles. And as you can see here, this is featured article. So featured article is one of the highest quality articles in Wikipedia. And that's something the community is really crazy about in most Wikipedias. So authors get a lot of social recognition writing a featured article. And the biggest problem about these featured articles is we have not enough featured articles and not enough good articles. So I don't know, but I think it's below. Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one on every 1,000. Perhaps. So what do we do for quality as a Wikimedia Foundation and as the Wikimedia chapters? One of the things, one of the events we created during the last years is the Wikipedia Academy event. And Wikipedia Academy, for all those who are interested in that kind of event, the next Wikipedia Academy will take place in Sweden. It will be the first Wikipedia Academy in Scandinavia, and it will take place on 12th and everyone who's interested in that event, I have some good.
There are more in the
Wikipedia room. So Wikipedia Academy is an event one day or 2 days, in that case it's 2 days. 1 or 2 days. The main idea behind Wikipedia Academy is to get new qualified authors and to make people view Wikipedia as friendly. And I will tell you an example. We had the first Wikipedia Academy took place in Germany 2 years ago. And there was an old professor, about 75 years old, of agricultural science. And he came to that Wikipedia Academy event, and he started to edit Wikipedia. And at that time, we had in agricultural sciences, in the German language edition of Wikipedia, we had about 10 articles. And now, up to now, he wrote more than 500 articles in that field of agricultural science. So that's our biggest success with that kind of event. So, and what the German chapter pioneered is what you're seeing here is the so-called Johann Heinrich Zedler model. And Johann Heinrich Zedler was kind of encyclopedist who created one of the biggest encyclopedias of the 18th century. And the medal is named after him. And the medal is awarded each year in cooperation with an Academy of Sciences. And an Academy of Sciences, if someone told me that kind of story, an Academy of Science, a German Academy of Sciences, will cooperate with a Wikimedia chapter and award it a so-called Zedler medal, I would never believe him 2 years ago, but now it is reality, and that shows that things like that might happen, and it shows that the academic audience is more and more friendly towards Wikipedia. So, yeah, we do not expect you to trust us. That's a really, really important point. For working with Wikipedia, you should have a certain kind of media literacy, a certain level of media literacy, and I think that is really, really important. And for those of you, I'm sorry for all my German examples, but I want to show you just an article. My favorite worst article of the German language Wikipedia. It is Schottische Pfeifohrkatze, or in English it's Scottish Foal. And this is really the worst article on cat breeds we have. So the Scottish Foal was 1961 seen for the first time in Scotland, and no one would expect a Wikipedia or an encyclopedic article to begin with a sentence like that. And if you have a look at that article, and if you will see that someone wrote this article who, genetics is not what he studied. And at the beginning, we were not really certain about if this cat breed really exists. And we asked pupils to decide if it's true or if it's not true. If you look at that at that picture, it looks like a Photoshop picture. But I can tell you this established roles exists, So this is our example for pupils. What we did is a project called Wikipedia in the Classroom. And this is based on the observation that most pupils in Germany trust Wikipedia at 100%. And we asked pupils, have you ever used a printed encyclopedia? And only 30% of them said that they had ever printed encyclopedia in their hands. And we asked them, would you like to use it once more? And about 90% said no. So that's a reality. And I talked to many, many school teachers, and they said that's a big problem that German pupils, and I think it will be the same in other countries like Sweden or the United Kingdom or other countries in Europe, which have a higher level of internet access. So media literacy, in our view, media literacy is really the key to an appropriate usage of Wikipedia. And what we did is, and what we started, are workshops for pupils and teachers, and to tell people how to distinguish between a good article and a bad article. And I think this is really a really important point. So, one of my favorite users of the German language edition, I will tell you some facts about our author. We spoke about that yesterday. So, our authors in general are young, and our authors in general are male, and
why?
Most of them have an academic background, and they are single. okay. What's the problem with this? I looked for an example what boys are interested in, but I can take other examples. You know, they're interested about military history, everything related to technology. So if you have a look at the featured articles in the German language edition, but in every other edition, it is Wikipedia articles are really strong in the field of what I said, military history, tanks, aircrafts, everything like that. But what we are not literature, arts, and things like that. So we know that, and what we try to do, and I'll give you just a small example. What we try to do is to ask older people, senior citizens, to share their knowledge with the next generation and with everyone. And as you can see here on this map, there's this dark green is, the numbers are really, really small, so I will tell you what they are. This is the internet usage of people between 50 and 74 years of age. So people use the internet at least once a week. And this was our starting point. And as you can see in Sweden, 55% of people of this age group use the internet. there are some countries in Europe below Romania, Bulgaria, where older people have due to a much lesser rate internet access. But in those countries, it's Norway, Sweden, Finland, Netherlands, United Kingdom, to some extent perhaps Germany, we think it will be really, really interesting, and that will be a challenge for the Wikimedia chapters in these countries to work with older people. And what we tried out is, this is a photo of our first Train the Trainer course. We spoke to senior citizens who are already active in internet cafes for senior citizens, and we tried to train them as trainers, as Wikipedia evangelists, and to let them train other people, just to make one of our most common sentences is to make public outreach scale. You know, I traveled around Germany, I gave Wikipedia lectures, Wikipedia workshops, but I don't scale. So one of our biggest challenges in the field of public outreach is to make public outreach scale. And this was the first test to make public outreach in the field for older people scale. And we will start our next course on November 3rd. Yeah, Wikipedia is not our only project. I don't know, how many of you know Wikisource? Oh, why not? Okay. Digitization and transcription of old manuscripts. What you can see here, and what I want to show you, I will show you some. I will tell you some facts about the German Wikisource project, because I think, and we will try to disseminate what the outcome is of this project. The German Wikisource project is to some extent different from other Wikisource language versions. They try to digitize and to transcribe some sources which have never before been published. And something really, really useful and really important. And as you can see here, this is a manuscript of a participant of Napoleon's campaign to Russia. And this has never before been edited, and I will show you some pages. And as you can see here, on the right hand, you have always a picture and a scan. So after a long, very long discussion 2 years ago, the German Wikisource project decided to delete articles or to delete pages which have no scan, because scans are really, really important for projects like that. And they tried to find scans for every transcription they have. And so now they have not as many, I think a handful, I'm not quite sure, of pages without scans. And what certainly most of you don't know, about 10% of all images uploaded to Wikimedia Commons are pages or scans of the German wiki source project. 10%. This is a project which is not complete. So perhaps I'll show you another one. So this is what distinguishes the German Wiki Source Project from others. They have an introduction, and I think it's Wiki Source pages are only useful for school teachers, for pupils, for people who are only interested in things like that. If they have an introduction, that's really, really important. And what makes this edition, this transcription, really, really interesting is that this document of a letter of Wallenstein proves that a well-known encyclopedia of Arabs, the so-called Timo Becker, it's a German. German Encyclopedia of Art has a mistake in it, and they found this mistake. It's the birthday of an architect, and they found this this mistake while transcribing this this letter, and I think that's really interesting. Okay. So, and just to explain you that picture, this is a manuscript of the year 1599, and this has been published for the first time on Wikisource, and there are other very, very interesting manuscripts. We try to get the manuscript of Dante unpublished, and yeah, Wikipedia is not a democracy. I think all of you who have ever worked on Wikipedia know that it's nothing. It's kind of anarchy. It's kind of some kinds of democracy. But I just wanted to tell you that because democracy is a word very often mentioned. What I'm mentioning that is everyone can have more than one user account. Everybody knows that. And some people have user accounts who discuss with each other, so-called sock puppets. The first sock puppet says, oh, I think we should delete this article. And the second sock puppet says, yes, we should delete this article. So everything on Wikipedia is consensus based. It's not you won't vote for something, and I think not voting but discussing things is important. We speak Swahili. For those of you who know only the English and the Swedish Wikipedia, there are other language versions, and some of them are not as big as Swahili. Swahili is one of the most popular Wikipedia editions in an African language, and Swahili Wikipedia is really successful, but there are others, and in African languages like Venda or Zulu, things is Zulu Wikipedia is about 100 or 200 articles. And as most of you know, working on Wikipedia is only fun if there's some action, if there are recent changes, if there are users, if there's activity. And the Swahili Wikipedia, there's a lot of activity, a lot of people contributing to it. But other language versions are just on a very, very low status. And what we try to do is, as the Wikimedia Foundation, is to develop smaller languages and to show people, to encourage people to contribute to smaller language editions. Yeah, you find very welcome. As you already said, we are not as the communities sometimes are not as friendly as they should be, and that in fact we had a survey about this, and we asked older people for reasons why they don't contribute, and it was not the wiki markup. So to link a Wikipedia article to another Wikipedia article, you set square brackets before and behind, and that's really, really easy. And even people of 74 or 75 years of age think that that communities who are not as friendly is what keeps them from contributing, and not the wiki markup. So this is perhaps our biggest challenge, because you can't tell the doesn't work in that way, there are other things we should have in mind, but that is to find a ready welcome is perhaps what we should do and what is perhaps our biggest challenge. So thank you, and don't forget, donations could not be only money but also text and pictures. Thank you very much. Questions?
What would you say is the best way to deal with people who deliberately plant misinformation on pages that seem to be real but aren't false enough to?
Then my answer would be to convince them that is a big problem. You know, we have journalists in Germany who put the wrong information in a number of articles, and some days after that wrote an article about how many mistakes are in Wikipedia. And some new feature. I think the communities can really work on that. We have changed some things in the German language Wikipedia where I come from. For example, we have small groups of people working on one topic, like people working on history articles, and they patrol all new articles each day, and they have a list of new articles, and they are allowed, and we have lots of discussions, of community discussions about that. They are allowed as a group of historians to delete articles. You know, normally you have the request for deletion pages, and the whole community looks at that. And our experience was that not everyone knows enough about biology, for example, to discuss if an article should be deleted or not. That there is a small group who really has more knowledge than others. And the biologists in the German Wikipedia started that, and they formed the group a team, and for example, they decide on if to delete an article or not. And that I think that is a good example of how we can change perhaps our own rules and make things better. And one of those things is this is a software feature on our tool server, and if you want to use that, you need a good category in your Wikipedia. So these are all categories of all subcategories of early modern history with articles which have not been cited. So if you have a good category scheme, and if you have tools like that, you can, I have a look at this page, at this feature, every morning, at least, nearly every morning. And I look at all these articles, and I have a look because I know something about internet connection.
Machine
in the same way. And if everyone who is an expert in some field of knowledge would use this tool and look
there's
at
one
all
thing
the unsighted versions,
is doing
that would help.
It's in demo
really
mode. This.
Okay, more
you
more
to get lunch.
That's
the lunch.
Teams.
No, just show it.
If I understand the view of the Wikipedia projects, how do they self-organize or how does that happen?
It's in demo. It's doing effect.
We have some people now that are very
but I like it.
Architecture and write really good articles.
It's funny.
But they have not yet formed a strong team. They have not, like, had to meet each other or
be
friends with the other architects.
So face-to-face meetings are a key for them.
Stop sometimes.
When people
is doing some
go to Wiki meetups and get to know each other, that's a good first step. But these, for example, the biologists start to form a team and met in the second step. So they met later. So they, as I know the history of that biology team in the German Wikipedia, they just had a project page. They had someone. You need always a strong some kind of leading person who says, "Oh, we should do that in that way, and let's do that project together." And that's how it worked in the German Wikipedia. That's how it worked in the field of history. We started a page and what's interesting is that's the page of the history team, and as you can see here, many people add articles on a regular basis. So these are the new articles in the field of history of the German Wikipedia. here. And if everyone looks at, I don't know, from that name, I see it's not my topic I'm interested in. But perhaps that could be someone I'm interested in now. If you look at these new articles on a regular basis, you will find possibilities how to improve them. And this is, as you can see here, other community members are asking expert questions, and that's another really good way of working together with experts. Next question.
Mike Linsweyer mentioned earlier that Wikipedia might be changing a license for the content from new free documentation license to.
But I know that, and I know how difficult it is to use. Do we have a copy of the printed version of the German? So we have printed version published some weeks ago on the Frankfurt Book Fair, and as you can see at the end, there are all the names of people who contributed to it, but it's in 4-point typeface, and it's really for printing or for using. What I'm working on now is to get Wikipedia on passenger information systems and undergrounds. Some kind of TV infotainment for passengers, and there is also the question: should I list all authors? And how to do that? But that's another important point. I think to get a better transparency about the authors of a Wikipedia article is one of the very, very interesting points. Because in my lectures, when I say look at the history page and you see all the authors, or you know who wrote that article, in fact that's a lie. You can't see who wrote an article if it's a long history page, and I think it would be really, really helpful to have the main authors to get the possibility to know who the main authors were.
Earlier about featured articles, what's the age of those? Can it be my own or my new version? To me, that's more to say that we have many young articles. I don't think that it can be 1,000 of those that also are future articles, or is that less portion of those?
I don't quite understand the question.
Future articles. How old do you think to be compared to what other articles?
That varies. I think it's probably a percentage of the same percentage as the normal article.
I'm not quite sure. I think articles, the oldest articles are those articles who come very easily to one's mind. Like the article on Napoleon was perhaps, or the article that you wrote on the German Wikipedia North and Sea. It is one of the oldest articles of the German Wikipedia. And one with the longest history. And in general, these old articles are articles on very important topics, like Napoleon is an important topic. And and other things. But these articles tend to be not featured. You know, featured articles are, in my experience, featured articles are not so often articles of topics which are the big topics. I don't know.
One of our featured articles is Japanese words.
All language versions, Japanese novels, featured articles. Yeah. So, so I think it's much easier to write a featured article to a small topic than to write a featured article to a really big topic where everyone thinks he knows something about
chemistry.
Chemistry. Yeah.
How do you write a featured article on chemistry?
Or philosophy. Write an article on philosophy, and that's really, really tough. So, and philosophy, should be one of the oldest articles. So there is a relation between featured articles and...
But also the featured articles featured didn't appear until some years after Wikipedia was started. So there's also that thing.
Okay, one last question.
Wikipedia has notability criteria for including articles or other articles on websites that are not notable. For some communities or some entities, there's a lot of stuff, fancraft, that's not really, Wikipedia is not a place for it, that we might want to open a separate wiki for listing all the characters in popular science fiction series or whatever. Where do you draw the line between contributing to Wikipedia or starting up your own wiki?
Yeah, starting up your own wiki. In Germany, there seems to be a trend in the last year, perhaps, of scientists starting their own wikis and writing on some special subjects. But I think, and I try to convince every time I speak to them, try to convince them that that doesn't make sense. Because every scientist should know if he wants to get pupils interested and the next generation of students get interested in his topic, he should write articles in Wikipedia. Pupils use Google, and Wikipedia is always the first Google hit. And pupils won't find your special wiki on, I don't know, linguistics or philosophy or things like that. And I think for scientists, it's much more useful to write in Wikipedia and to give some kind of feedback to the community and perhaps to the chapter of the Wikimedia Foundation, how to improve the working conditions.
Yeah, but scientists typically have these projects like at Uppsala University Astronomy Department, they have the Uppsala Catalog of Galaxies, where they sort of catalog all the galaxies that have been found of astronomers all over the world. What if they said that, well, we have to do this in Wikipedia, we'll write an article about every galaxy that was there, maybe 2 million of
them. In the German, language edition, someone started to do exactly what you said 1 month ago.
And they would soon hit protests about this. You can't write much about the galaxy, it's not notable, you have to remove this. And does that happen, actually, that scientists who want to come to Wikipedia get rejected because they create too many articles?
I know that there was a discussion about some sort of notability for even smaller subjects. But I think that your original question, it alluded perhaps to the Harry Potter phenomenon.
Not really. I think the question is valid both for scientific stuff as well as popular culture.
Yeah, there are big discussions. We have a central discussion board that is called the Village Fund or the Building in Swedish. And we have big discussions there about whether should we keep all articles about the Harry Potter phenomenon, because there are perhaps 1,000 articles. And many of them are not interesting to the average reader. But should we have them, or should they move to a separate reading? And I suspect there is the same for scientific stuff. But I don't know. There are no clear guidelines from the Wikimedia Foundation, and it has to be a consensus in the community to decide those sort of questions. So I can't give you an answer. I don't think they're trying to help you.
No, well, and I want you that, because the Wikimedia Foundation never took really action in the project, so decided a question related to the content. And I think that's right. I think the community should decide on the content and on the variety. No one else. Okay, thank you very much.